What's up, Big Foodie fans? Biggie, Matt, and Barrett back with another episode of the Big Foodies. In this one, you might think, hey, what's going on?
Where
did Biggie move?
Where are we at?
Did he remodel the kitchen?
What happened?
No. We're doing our first live on location Big Foodies at J&S Cafeteria, which is now J&S Fresh Kitchen. And let me tell you, we're super excited about this because looking at the three of us were raised on going to places like cafeterias to eat, and we're super excited about this.
I'm comfortable in saying this. It was my first love.
It was cafeterias.
Yeah. Love me right back if you can't tell.
Well, so J&S Fresh Kitchen is reverting back to what they're calling the new normal. So it's basically serving people wanting good home-style cooked food who are sick of all the COVID limitations. Like, there's only so many things you can go out to eat, or you can only order pizza so many times, or only get Chinese takeout so many times. This is the old normal. This is that home cooked fresh stuff that you're excited about trying again.
I gotta be honest, walking in here smelling the fresh cooked food just took me back to like 2019, you know, back when we could go do things.
So long ago.
I was so excited that I get to eat like a fresh cooked meal today.
The olden days of 2019. And they've actually transformed from a cafeteria to actually being able to have a space to host people safely during the pandemic, which is awesome. So you can get the to-go stuff. You can get it taken out, but you can also still come here and eat.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing. Right now, first responders, they have a $5.99 deal plus tax. You get an entree, two hot sides, bread, and a drink. So they have takeout with their online ordering. So this isn't like, okay, this is maybe like the food you would have that grandma used to make, but they're doing it in ways that you can still enjoy with the online and the takeout and things like that. Drive-through for contactless pickup. And, as you know, Big Foodie is now presented by Boring Castle Sauce. Super excited because J&S Cafeteria and Fresh Market here, or J&S Fresh Kitchen, has the history with the Boring Castle. It goes back more than 30 years. So the prep and everything that is done here was done originally at the Boring Castle location that started back in the 30s.
Yeah.
So if you remember from years ago, this was way before 2019, the good food that was at Boring Castle, and we're going to be trying some of that today with the Boring Castle sauce. That kind of cooking and food and everything is brought right here at J&S. So fresh ingredients, healthy for the whole family, but still delicious enough for the big foodies to come and
That's
enjoy
right.
and have some really good food. So,
and we're about to enjoy.
Dang right. So hope you enjoy the episode. What's up, Foodie Nation? Matt, Biggie, and Barrett, the Big Foodies, presented by Boring Castle Sauce, live from the Mobile, Marco's Pizza Kitchen Restaurant Mobile Studio. Their name's going to get longer.
We're not in Biggie's Kitchen.
We are not in the normal spot.
Yeah. We're pumped to be here at J&S Cafeteria today. J&S Fresh Kitchen is what they're transitioning to, bringing back that old normal of some... I mean, I am so pumped to get into eating some of this food.
Look at all this food already.
Yeah, so Boring Castle came on as our presenting sponsor this week, and we're pumped because the people who had the original Boring Castle recipes back in the 30s also helped run and spur a lot of the recipes that you're going to see here at J&S. So if you remember eating at Boring Castle before it shut down in the 80s, their butter steak, you can get that here. The Castle Burger comes with the sauce and everything on it. We've got the onion rings, the fries. We've got plenty of other stuff that we're going to be trying, and I got to tell you, I'm pumped.
I'm so happy.
This is going to be a great episode.
I'm
so pumped about it.
I've never been so happy in my life.
Make sure you check out the Big Foodies on Facebook, Instagram. You can also follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast from. You can check us out there.
Let's get to eating.
Come on.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Let's get to it. So what are we trying here first? The fries?
Well, I grabbed a fry.
Yeah, so we all got little ramekins of the Boring Castle sauce.
So we're going to be trying Boring Castle on everything.
Now, Boring Castle came on as our presenting sponsor earlier this week, but I've never actually had a chance to try it yet. So this is
really
trying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's great.
This is my first step.
Yeah,
and we got
but more.
Oh my God.
We got more stuff coming.
Oh my goodness!
This is popcorn shrimp. This is our chicken tenders.
Okay,
we marinate that overnight with buttermilk and some spices.
Let's go.
We do our own breading, so this was hand breaded. Steak was actually we use an eye round and we cut it real thin, and it's fresh meat. We put it on the grill.
Perfect.
Onion rings we do by hand. Everything in here is done the old fashioned
way. Yeah.
Onion rings was the hardest thing for us to get. Because finally, the guy from the castle had finally sunk in how to do them after about three trips.
Yeah.
And we finally got those down. lot of people to come here because of it. Say we nailed it.
Perfect.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
So dig in.
So I'm going with the onion ring here, dipping in the boring castle sauce.
Appreciate it.
No, thank you.
We'll make a mess.
Well, that's fine.
That's what we do.
That's we're used to it.
Appreciate you, buddy.
All right.
So the boring castle sauce, I've always heard is good on everything. Why are so good?
Mm-hmm. The fries.
Got a nice tang to it. It's good. It's a good thick sauce. It holds on. Good crispy fry. These onion rings are killer.
I like a nice tang on a sauce.
Mm-hmm. So when it comes down to like stuff to put on a burger, I'm usually just a ketchup and mustard guy.
You would be.
But I feel like that just takes the place of both of them.
It's got a good tang from the mustard. Have you taken a bite of the burger yet?
I have not. Have you?
No, I'm getting ready to.
Okay.
We're going burger fry?
Burger fry. Yeah, let's do it.
Also, I guess we should welcome Matt back because he wasn't here in the previous episode.
Yeah. Are you feeling better?
Good to be back. I am feeling better. I can taste again.
That's good. That's important.
It was going to make for some really weird episodes of the podcast.
Well, frankly, we would have had to have kicked you out. There's exactly. Nothing we could have.
It'd have been funny. Like, you know, it feels really good on my mouth, this burger.
Good mouthfeel for this one. It's warm. Texture is great.
Oh, my goodness. That's good.
Mm-hmm. So that's got the castle sauce on it, the boring castle sauce.
That's it.
It's good.
And that's it. I mean, it is simple. Seasoned meat, the burger, cooked perfectly.
Mm.
And you're right. That castle sauce supplements everything that you're looking for else on your the bars or toppings as well.
The burger's got those crispy edges as well as the bun on them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get much better than that. Yeah.
Dang.
This might be the most quiet episode we've done as we all sit here and eat.
We're all going to just not stop eating.
That's it. I'm just kind of a mustard guy with a burger. Mustard and cheese.
Really?
But I love the tang. I love the tang.
I sometimes
I'm a tang
feel
guy.
Like with burgers, I overdo it. I always do like ketchup, mustard, mayo, lettuce, tomato, pickle.
I sauce myself already.
I like a chili. Sauce yourself.
It was bound to happen.
Big foodie problem. More. The sauce on the clothing. So, big foodie tip, you're going to eat Italian, always wear red.
There you go.
I never thought about that.
Always wear red if you're going to eat Italian.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It matches the sauce.
But also, red isn't, I don't know, they're not a big guy color.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, for you, maybe, you're not quite as biggie as big.
You get some Kool-Aid jokes.
I just get traffic
stopping. We know the joke. Do you guys want to try this butter steak now?
Yeah.
I'm enthralled by this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try it out.
I'm enthralled. I've been eyeing this steak so long.
What do you think? It smells good.
I like that.
Besides air conditioning, this might be my most favorite thing on the planet now.
Really?
Besides AC? Yes.
Man, this is good.
This is
got a little crisp to it. I like that.
Which I sometimes miss. Like, if you get, like, a Philly cheesesteak or something, sometimes you miss, like, the texture.
Yeah.
Unless you get, like, the peppers or the onions or something. But the meat here, the way that it's cooked, you get that texture in that bite. I mean, it's simple.
It's delicious.
It's the steak, and it's the boring castle sauce on the bun. The buns are great.
Yeah.
Beachy does.
And I can't get enough of these onion rings.
Mm.
It's a steak sandwich. What's better than that?
Oh, my Lord. But it's good. It's really good, tender steak.
So you really did lose your sense of taste.
Yeah. It was terrible.
What was that like?
It was miserable. No, it was like.
Did you just not eat?
No, I ate because I would still get hungry, but I just didn't care what I ate.
We like sit at the house crying, take it for granted all the times that you could taste stuff.
I would have been.
Yeah. It's like when you see all those things when people have colds. It's like, here I am with a congested nose, taking for granted all the times I could breathe easily and not restricted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm sitting there thinking about, man, I remember ice cream. Man, I remember what candy tasted like. I remember all these things.
Yeah.
And it was weird. Like, I would take a bite of something. It's like I knew what it should taste like, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
I was, like, searching for that flavor, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
I could taste, like, the texture or the temperature, like, if something was spicy, and I could taste.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask if you could still.
So if I ate, like, salsa.
Yeah.
So, like, my wife, she doesn't have, like, a really extensive menu when it comes to things she can cook.
That's an insult if I've ever heard one.
I do most of the cooking. She'll admit it. But so she made tacos one night, and so I had some chips and salsa, and the salsa, I could taste that the salsa was spicy, but that was it. I had no flavor.
That's crazy.
So it was really weird. But if I had something that was a little sour or salty, I could taste that. But as far as flavor goes, I had none.
Be miserable.
It was not fun. Because it takes away, like a lot of times when I go back for seconds on something, it's because it tasted so good, I want more.
Of course.
No, there was none of that. It was like, oh, it tastes normal, so why bother?
Mm.
Word.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we're probably going to need those.
Something that's
going to
get messy.
Right.
Sorry if it didn't seem like I was listening to your story, Matt. I was.
No, it's fine. I was trying to fill the dead air that was coming from the YouTube.
Sorry. Well, I was just fascinated with the idea of losing taste, but you could still.
It was odd. Could you still get like temperature and like style? I guess you would say like salty or sweet or bitter.
I had the word for it, but I completely lost it.
This dude is seriously in a food coma over here.
He's just dreaming about this.
The profile. That's the word.
There you go.
You can understand the profile.
Mm-hmm. Now quit hogging all the shrimp and chicken.
Gotcha. Okay. So
let's go.
We were brought this plate of chicken and shrimp, and look at that. Look at
the chicken.
I'm going to hold this up real quick.
My goodness.
That's an enormous chicken tender.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a man tender right there.
That is a man tender.
All right. I'm going to cut me off a little bit.
I don't know if I would have said that myself.
Sorry. That's a baked tender right there.
I'm going in for some of the shrimp. That is what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Well, Matt, we're happy to have you back.
It's good to be back.
We missed you during the Halloween episode.
Oh, my Lord.
Of all the episodes for me to miss, a candy episode is what I missed. Mm-hmm. I was so frustrated.
Yeah.
And then you jack wagons hung up on me.
Well, it is what it is.
Dang.
That shrimp is
candy
awesome.
Was really good. Here,
bring it down.
Sorry.
There's a couple shrimps here.
I love the sauce. I love the taste of the sauce because it truly does go good with anything.
Mm-hmm. You're getting tender already.
I cut a little piece off.
I'm going to cut a piece too.
There we go. I'll do that one. Tubby's up.
I mean, those two tenders could feed a small family, in all honesty.
Yeah. You're not going to leave hungry for
Dan. No, absolutely not.
You better believe that. You can do it your own fault. It's not theirs.
I can't believe I'm saying this is a big foodie, but so much food.
But what, I'm not mad about it. You know what I mean? Not mad at all.
No, I actually did not eat lunch today for this.
Neither did I. I'll tell you something.
I plan this time.
About these shrimp, the popcorn shrimp here.
Tell me.
I don't feel like, you can definitely tell that they're breaded, but I don't feel overpowered with the breading.
No, breading is a very precise thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have too much. I don't like a chicken that's too heavy on the bread.
No. I don't want to take a bite out of it and look and see a gap between the bread and the chicken. Same thing with the shrimp. I don't.
Man.
Good.
So,
I'm not kidding when I say the sauce goes perfectly with everything.
Speaking of breading, we have every Southerner's favorite breaded appetizer right here. We got some hush puppies.
Mm.
Now, you grew up in the South. This is pretty much a delicacy. Hush puppies are worth their weight in gold, I think. So I'm trying to see how it tastes on the little sauce right here.
Go to chicken.
Chicken's phenomenal. Everything here at J&S is great.
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
That chicken is super moist, too. It's not dry.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes you fry it too much and you dry it out. This is not. This holds its moisture. I'm with you, though.
That
something
is
about these onion rings is killing me.
Try hush puppy. That's... Good Lord.
Mm.
Now, listen, we were talking before. For us, at least, I grew up going to cafeterias. It was a Sunday tradition in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to share your favorite traditions and meals. I was it was where I first fell in love with ham. I'm not kidding either.
We know baked you prefer ham.
I love ham. I do. If Thanksgiving comes, I'm a ham person. I'll do turkey, but
don't get it wrong.
There's something about it. Just brings when I walk in here just to a cafeteria, the memories that flood back from coming with my family.
Yep.
And as a kid, I always felt important because I got to pick along the line. That was the biggest thing. I got to pick what I wanted, which was always just starches for me.
And who doesn't want
macaroni, mashed potatoes, and gravy?
Now, so growing up, coming to cafeterias, there was like a rite of passage, I felt like. And that's when you got big enough to carry your tray by yourself.
Mm.
No, because I used to just load my stuff down.
My family still won't let me.
Really? No, I used to get all my stuff. And the first time I remember carrying it and just looking at everybody looking at me.
Like, oh, yeah, hands are shaking.
I'm here. Yeah, right. I'm here. It's like, don't drop this Coke, Barrett.
And, of course, nobody could ever pick where to sit.
Exactly.
Uh-uh. This table? Like, pick one, please. My arms.
Oh, my Lord.
Especially for us, because you know our trays are way down.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's like shaking. And you hear it like...
And then you always get in the car.
The drink was the worrisome part.
Yeah.
Because it threw everything off balance.
It did, yeah.
Then you get in the car, your dad's mad at you. Barrett, did you really need to get $17 worth of food?
You're absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying? It always came back to me. It's like, yeah. Barrett, did you need to get those 8 dinner rolls?
Ring me up in the middle. Don't ring me up at the beginning.
My dad was king of get what you want. And I did. And then he'd be like, whose meal was $20 alone?
That was me.
You said, Dad.
But it was worth every penny.
Absolutely.
Let's see. What else we got? We got some other stuff.
Okra.
Here.
Okra.
Fried okra.
Now listen to this.
Never had okra in my life.
This is a big foodie that's never had okra.
Let alone fried okra. Which I'm okra, assuming period. Frying okra makes it a lot better. Am I right?
Mm. Have you ever had something and think, fried would be better?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Okay.
Okay. Let's try it out.
I want to see what you think.
I'm surprised he's never had okra.
Are you surprised? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know you're not a big like
vegetable.
Yeah, healthy guy. And you think, oh, okra's green, so why would you eat it? But yeah.
Again, the breading's on point. That's a couple of weeks. That is good.
That's really good. That's really good.
This might
of
be Barrett,
it is.
This is Barrett's
really
favorite
good.
Episode ever.
Oh my Lord. How could this not be?
Barrett's going to start buying okra now. He's going to get home and his roommate's going to be like, what the heck bought okra?
I work in a produce department at a grocery store, so I've got access to it.
That's true.
have access.
Let me just say this. Do the customers come in and see you working produce and think, well, I don't know.
That's the funniest thing. That happens to me. They're like, I'm looking to cook something like a vegetable with my dinner tonight. I'm like, I can't help you, bro.
This is the only department
I just put it on the shelf.
Is cheese a vegetable?
Like, I need something green. I'm like, there's Jell-O, aisle 6. That might help you out.
Cucumber goes great with that steak.
Exactly. I was like, I know broccoli, and that's about it.
Mm.
Dude, that fried okra is really good.
Yeah.
With the sauce, too.
I can't believe you've never had it. I don't guarantee you'll have it again.
Well, again, yeah, growing up, I always heard Borncastle sauce goes great with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and the one thing we know with sauces, we've done multiple episodes on sauces, and people love to talk about a sauce.
Mm-hmm. People get passionate about their sauces.
Yes.
They go to battle for it.
Is there more chicken fingers left?
Yeah.
That's it on down here, bro. I got a little sliver. It wasn't enough for me.
I need more chicken.
I really do need more chicken.
I don't think I've ever seen you in this into an episode as you are right now.
I mean, how can I not be?
I'm proud of you.
I was blessed with all this amazing food today, and I'm just trying to take advantage of it.
I love that our viewers of the YouTube and Facebook portion of the podcast know when something's good because of the face you make.
Yeah. Okay. They said that they can tell with you the most, that you have that, maybe it's just your honest face.
It's like I'm like, trying to dial in. Okay, what's the flavor here? Then I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Barrett will go,
uh-huh. Yeah.
Call it the Barrett head nod.
I'm like,
or sometimes he'll give up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like Bobby Fischer at the chess table. Just, I'm in it.
Making my way through.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
Have we?
This is so good.
We got to get these rolls here first.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't need sauce.
No sauce.
Pan rolls, right? Okay, pan rolls.
Pan rolls. You guys have a preference here?
Is there an apple butter one?
Apple.
Yes. I would love the apple one.
All right, okay. That. I'm here. I'm here
you
for it.
Whichever one you
I'll
want.
I'll take the closest one.
All right, deal. Pan rolls. A J&S specialty here.
That is a nice meal finisher right
that's
there.
Right there. That's all you need. A roll with some jelly on it.
You need nothing else for dessert.
No, that's perfect.
Sweet. Good texture.
I know this sounds odd to say, but it's almost like a palate cleanser
mm-hmm.
after eating. Man, that's good.
Yes. just the right amount of sweet.
Did you eat yours already? My goodness.
What was I supposed to do? Look at it?
No, baby. What are you talking about? We're not just the three of us in the room. There's other people in here watching.
Were you expecting it?
No,
it was, it was good.
This is why we can't have a live audience.
It was good. I had said all I needed to say about it.
It's good. Next.
Like, what's, I don't know. I got
it's,
so,
it's nice and it's nice and flaky.
Yes, it is. You know?
It's perfect.
Which is perfect for the dessert.
Mm.
So much food.
Oh, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, drink.
I'll tell you what. We'll keep. I'm not going to stop you.
Okay.
I don't want to stop you from me.
Okay.
We'll save the audience.
Okay.
We'll close out, then you can finish your fries and that chicken. All I ask.
Do you want to say bye, or do you just want us to say bye and you keep eating? Okay.
He's leaving. He's not even going to look at us. Fair enough.
All right. Fine.
Fair enough. Well, thanks again for checking out this episode of the Big Foodies, shot live on location here at J&S.
Thank you, J&S.
Thank you so much.
It's been great.
In High Point at the Palladium. Go check them out. Again, the food is off the charts. So good.
Unbelievable.
From the Marco's Mobile Studio Kitchen
Biggie's
Restaurant.
Kitchen
Biggie's
Studio.
Kitchen Studio.
So many names for it now.
So many of them. And we do have a Marco's Pizza to give away to anybody who leaves us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Actually, just leave us a review of Barrett. And Barrett's performance.
Review this. He's like a
bear. Say my name?
He's like a bear preparing for hibernation.
I don't know if we're going to be able to get him out of here.
Barrett. Thank you again so much to Bourne Castle for being the presenting sponsor of the Big Foodies. For Barrett and Biggie, enjoy your food, Barrett. I'm Matt. We'll see you next week.